Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on the Grinder 901 podcast, kind of dubbed the Chances BS podcast. I'm Brian Stevens, so the BS and then Chance, obviously. But I'm alone today. There is no Chance. He's out crushing life and taking care of business. But we've got a new poll we've just completed. Right now, it's March, just to check, it's March 12th. And we wanted to get this data to you as quickly as possible. And I think what's really interesting about this poll is we started doing polling last year in Memphis and Shelby County, and we've asked some similar questions, which really allows us to do what's called start to develop, but it's called trend lines. So you can see the movement of people over time and how they're reacting to things going on in their community. So without kind of wasting too much time, I do want to dig into this. This poll for you data nerds like me, it has a 4.8% margin of error with a 95% level of confidence, and it was conducted over the last couple of weeks, and it was online text messages and live phone calls in order to get the appropriate number of complaints. So look, without further ado, let's dig into the questions and what we've learned, and there's a few little interesting things here that I think that we got to break down. So the first question that we always like to ask in these polls is, do you feel like your community is headed in the right or the wrong direction? And that's always a baseline on how people in general feel about it. Well, from May of last year to March of this year, people that think it's in the wrong direction, about the same, just under 60%. So no real change there. A majority of the population thinks wrong direction, which is tough. I think I understand this based on, based on the massive crime issue that we've been facing with, like so many cities across the nation. But the one thing that is interesting is there was movement from the undecided to the feel like it's going in the right direction. So last year, right direction was only 15%. Only 15% of the population said, we like where we're heading. Now 25% say it's heading the right direction. So that's a 15% uptick, which is way outside the margin of error. Oh, and by the way, if you really want to learn more about surveys and polls, I have another video on this. You can go back and check where we kind of break down how surveys and polls work. And the fact that our surveys are not designed to help or benefit anyone other than just give the raw data, the facts and information from what the community thinks to our elected leaders. So unlike some of those other polls that are trying to actually push somebody to get elected or push a particular agenda, we're just trying to report the facts. And I think that we've proven that now with the fact that our polls are so accurate, right? They're so accurate. So you can go back and check that other video out if you want to learn more about polls. All right. So 15% more, 10% more say that we're heading in the right direction. So that leads me to think that there's a little bit more hope out there. A little bit more people are undecided and have hope. But there's a few weird things that occur in the poll that show that really hope is not as much as is not improving as much as I thought. And then this is this next question, which is, have you considered moving? And there's an old axiom in politics that voters vote with their taillights. If they're really that miserable in a community, they leave and they go find, you know, a greener pasture somewhere else. And there has been some movement here, but not in the right direction as far as our community goes. 10% more people now are strongly considering moving than May of last year. So this number is increased from 22% considered moving to almost 31% have considered moving. So more people are considering moving. But the other thing that occurred is that those that said last year, they said we would never consider moving, have not considered moving. It was at 35%. Now it's at 30%. So people that have said, I would never consider moving, has started to drop. That means more of them are considering moving too. So across the line, you're getting 5 to 10% more people that are considering moving out of the Mid-South. And I think that's kind of that's a really sad number. It's kind of a scary number, but I think that people are looking for places that provide more safety for their families and where they can pump their gas without fear of being carjacked and things like that. So, I'm giving you a little bit of flavor beyond just the raw data, especially having done polling now in the Mid-South for 15, 18 years now. And we're starting to see these trends. And the trends of people moving has been slightly increasing over the years. There's always a group of people that are thinking about maybe just for jobs or they just don't enjoy it here. But that number's on the uptick for sure over the last few years. All right. So next thing we want to know is approval questions. Right now, there's certainly some major issues going on with the with C.J. Davis, who is the city of Memphis police chief, where Mayor Paul Young is working to keep her in that position, and city council is very resistant to that as a body. And so right now, she's the interim, and the question is she going to stay in this role, and what do the people think? What do the people want? Well, 47% of the people approve of her job rating, which means a little over 50% don't approve. Well, we have to have some context for that, right? Because it's very rare in any community to have very, very strong favorability ratings. There was a time when Strickland was slightly over 80%, which is a massive number by any stretch of the means. And remember, if you've ever watched any of my other information on polls, approximately 10 to 12% of the population hates everything. I mean, they're just against everything. So it's really, really hard to ever breach a number even close to 90% in any poll, just because some people are against whatever the question is that you're asking. And that's just really common across all kinds of polls and all kinds of data. So 47%, is that good or bad? Well, let's compare it, because we also asked the question on whether or not you support the police force in general. And we got on them 51% approval. So it's within the margin of error. They're statistically speaking about the same. People do not approve of the job, that slightly approve of the job of the Memphis Police Department, and slightly disapprove of the job of the police chief. Now, this does not mean that they don't approve of the police. And I think I need to characterize the big difference of that. I mean, it was interesting growing up. I was trained by Vietnam soldiers that were in Vietnam. When they came back, people didn't support the war or support the soldiers. When I came back from Desert Storm, people didn't necessarily support the war, but they supported soldiers. So this does not mean that people in this community do not support the police. It simply means they don't approve of the job that they're doing, at least by a factor of 50-50. They approve and disapprove of it. So it seemed like we got a lot of work to do there. But we also asked about the district attorney, because we wanted to continue to create a baseline. We hadn't asked about the attorney or C.J. Davis's job approval in the past. So this is kind of our first initial asking of that question. In the future, we'll see if they're going up or they're going down based on their actions, right? And that's what's really important in these polls, is to see change over time based on how they're actually taking care or not taking care of their constituents. So the DA's job approval, 45% in general, approve and strongly approve. You kind of lump those two numbers together, right? So you get 45% approval, and then you ask about the city council. The city council as a body, this does not mean that individuals might not, individual members of the council would be higher or lower. But in general, 47% approve of the job of the council. So you see everybody's kind of right there in that 50-50 window right now. So nothing overly extreme until we get to the new mayor. And Mayor Paul Young right now is at a remarkable 59% approval rating. 59%. Now, Paul, the mayor, got elected with a plurality, not a majority, and that's just the way the Memphis City Council elections work, which is they get whoever got the most number of votes, even if it's only 20, 25, 30%, that person wins, and that's what he won with. You see 21% kind of diehard Paul Young supporters in this poll. They're strongly approve, but another 48%, 49% somewhat approve, and you get 11% strongly disapprove. And I think that shows a degree of hope. That shows a degree of people that are open to giving the new mayor a chance. They want him to succeed. And I was very curious, and I wish we would have done this. Had we polled the DA right after he got elected, would his numbers been higher, and are they drifting down, or would his numbers been lower and they're drifting up? And in the future, we'll be able to tell you the trends on whether or not these politicians' favorabilities are going up or down. Paul's, the mayor's, are certainly going up since he was elected, because we had polled all the candidates right before the city council elections last year, and his favorability ratings weren't 60%. So he's trending upward, which shows maybe people are trying to give him a chance. So they want you to win. I think they want all these people to win, but Mayor, go get him. We did not poll in this case the county commission, the judges, and the county mayor. We'll get to those to that information next. All right. So now we're going to start to dig into crime stats and what do the people want from their elected leaders a little bit. And the first question, this was a Chance's idea, and I thought it was kind of clever. I liked it. I never asked this question before, which was in last year, 2023, we had 397 homicides, and you know, one is too many, right? But what does a win look like? In order to get, you know, massive approval and of the police and the DA's office and the judges, and to get people to want to move here, what do we need to achieve? And you'll see on this graph, it's kind of a little over the place, but I would say that over 50% of the people that were polled said we want a reduction of more than 50% or more. So they want to cut that homicide rate from approximately 400 to 200. Now, we've been around a long time as a city, and we're a big city. And I can't think of the last time, and maybe I should have Googled this beforehand. Maybe people can put it in the comment sections or text me afterwards. And I don't think we've been under 200 homicides in eons, right? It's just, you know, I'd like that to be practical. It might have it's certainly a big goal, but that is what people want. They really want you to focus on lowering these crime stats, elected leaders. So I think that that's the message that you can kind of glean from this piece of data. Now, we've also asked the Greater 911 PAC, along with the Chamber and a lot of other businesses and hundreds of supporters, have asked the state for help. We reached out with a letter that's on our website, asking for very specific things to help combat crime, because that's what our main focus is at the Greater 911 Initiative. And one of the things we asked is we want more state highway patrol, which is, you know, more officers patrolling the highways, patrolling the streets and supporting crime fighting. And the one thing that's really interesting is the state will chase people down. And I think that's been really clear in Memphis and Shelby County, that maybe our police departments, through some initiatives, have not had the ability to chase assailants down. But the State Highway Patrol typically will in more cases. I'm getting a little bit out on a limb now, but a little bit more aggressive policing, because they report, you know, to the state, not necessarily the local elected leaders. But overwhelmingly, the population in Shelby County and Memphis, Tennessee says, we want your support. And it's not just a little bit. 60% are strong. Another 30% somewhat agree, but 60% strongly agree they want this. So I think everybody's in alignment. Once again, there's about 10%, 12% of the population that doesn't want it. But like I said, there's always 10 to 12% that don't want anything. But like 80%+ are fully invested in doing whatever it takes and getting those police officers, getting those highway patrol here to help fight crime. So we want it. We need it. Please help, Governor. Please help state senators or state reps and mayors and county and city elected officials locally. Let them bring these resources here. The people really want this. Now, the next question, though, is where I get a little wonky, a little bit. Like I'm a little bit I guess I'm not really confused, because it goes back more towards historical numbers. Now, it's always good to say, you can always ask a question, do you want more police? And people will say yes. But then you ask, do you want to pay for it? And then a lot less people want it, right? Which means is they don't want to be taxed more for it. They would love more police, but they don't want to be taxed more. And historically in the South, we don't want to pay more taxes. And I know some of you are thinking, well, isn't that true everywhere? No, it's not true. In places like Oregon, Washington State, California, some places in the Northeast, they're happy to pay more taxes and hopefully get more services. But in the South, Texas, Midwest regions, we're a little bit more skeptical of raising our taxes. And historically, that's been because we just don't think the government uses those tax dollars as wisely, as prudently as they should. So we asked a question in May of last year, which was, do you want to increase, how strongly do you feel about hiring more police officers, and will you pay for it? Will you increase your taxes? Now, last year in May, it was almost 60% said yes. And I was taken aback by this number. I've never seen it get over 50% where the population said, we're willing to pay for it. And that's a big number in the South, 58%. Now, that number's dropped. That number's dropped now. It's dropped back down to 47%. So just under 50% of the population says, we'll go and pay more taxes. That's how important it is to get more police officers. But now it's 50-50 again. And I was trying to think about like why that might be. And I hope it's not because people are quitting on the city and they're just like, we can't fight crime. There's no reason to get more officers. There's no reason to spend more money. We didn't dig into like really in-depth focus questions on this. But I think it doesn't mean they don't want more police officers. It just means that 50% of the population now doesn't necessarily think we should raise taxes to do it. So maybe change the budget in some other ways, find the money, some other solutions. And it could mean that people want less police officers. But historically, whenever we've asked this question, especially in the last 4 years, people want more police. So I can't say that's changed. There's no reason why that has changed in this particular poll. And so I think people still want police officers. They want more police officers. They're just a little less willing to pay for it. And that typically means, based on other polls we've done, that they just want you to use your tax dollars more efficiently, but they still want to be safe. Okay, so I wouldn't take that any other way. The other question starts to get into bail. And I think that if you've seen the news at all, we know that we've had a lot of people get released on limited or no bail, despite how heinous the crime was. So the first question was, do you support a constitutional amendment that would allow judges to deny bail for crimes like first-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping? And once again, a whopping 70% said yes. Now, I don't know if it would be appropriate, now we're talking about a constitutional amendment for the state of Tennessee, but I don't know if no bail would ever pass the U.S. Constitution. We'd have to pass both, right? No bail, you know, we're still in this country, and I think it's appropriate. I hope we say that way, that we're innocent until proven guilty. In some societies, you're guilty. When you're charged, you're guilty and you have to prove you're innocent, which is a lot more burden on the person that's charged. In our nation, it's up to the state to prove that the person's guilty. So it's an old axiom of we'd rather let 4 guilty people go free than convict 1 innocent. And that's kind of the phrase I learned in law school a lot. Better to let guilty people go than to convict an innocent person. And I think how sad would it be to ever convict an innocent person, right? So I don't know if we could ever get away with no bail, but could we increase the bail limits and get better bail reform? And this question and the next question show that the population, by a vast margin, says, yes, we want bail reform. We want the judges to require better bail with better rules. And we got into this with Brent Taylor in our former podcast about how bail's done. And I think we're going to interview some judges to kind of explain how the bail system works and how we almost have a revolving door, especially in this county, of people that have been charged. They go out on limited or no bail, they get charged again, and they just kind of keep that circular, vicious cycle going. And so I think what the elected officials need to understand based on this data is the population in general is sick of it and they want bail reform. And you're going to see some things by the Greater 901 out in your community, billboards, radio spots, things like that, supporting these bail reform initiatives because we know that that's what you want. So now the next question we dug into was there's a massive backlog of criminal cases in our court systems. And now a lot of it's due to COVID where we couldn't have trials and we didn't have all the virtual setups that we may have now. And so there's a backlog of criminal trials that we're still trying to get rid of. But there's been a lot of rhetoric, a lot of talk that our courts are not running fast enough dockets. So they're not getting rid of the backlog as fast as what a lot of people think they should because they're not working enough hours in a day and they're not really conducting speedy trials, so to speak. So we wanted to ask, who did you think was responsible for that? Is it the judges? Is it the DA? Is it the public defenders, the police, you know, the district attorney, whatever? By and large, people don't care. They don't care who's responsible. They're saying, look, 68% say you're all responsible. You all work together and fix it. And people want it fixed. They want the old crimes to be settled. They want people convicted or let go or, you know, if they're innocent. And we need to get this backlog under control and we need to put more resources to it, more energy, more time, and you're all equally responsible. So work it out. I think that's the best way to characterize that. We then wanted to really get into, there's been a lot of talk about judges and there's other nonprofits and groups looking at the judges and trying to learn whether or not they are working as judiciously as they should. Are they setting good bail? Are they having good hearings? Are they running a good docket? Are they working a lot of hours in a day to do their jobs? Things like that. And so this idea of recalling judges, and a recall means, you know, a lot, they're elected, and that it could go up to the voters to recall them and remove them from their spots if the population doesn't think they're doing good. Right now, 50% of the people strongly support it, with another 36% saying somewhat support. So your total is like 87% of the population say, yeah, we should have the ability to recall judges. So, yeah. Look, that's the bulk of it. We're going to email out the full text and slide, so you don't have to necessarily listen to me pontificating on the data. You can just read it yourself. And we want you to have that file. And we'll be running more polls as we go. And the purpose of the polls is to let our elected leaders know what it is we as a community agree with and want, because they need to hear our voice, and this is your opportunity. So I hope you'll, when you get the polls, take the polls, but also I hope you support the Greater 901 Initiative and our efforts to right now work on crime. Hopefully we can start working on economic development, jobs, and increasing the amount of money that's in this community. So that'll be coming next. Hey, thanks for watching.